We must hurry.
Franz grasped Arya's arm and tugged, his sheer determination winning out over her stubborn strength at last. It didn't happen often. Arya was used to being stronger than even the strongest woodsman in the mountains, and it had been a long time since anyone had tried to make her do anything she didn't want to do. Franz was only a little old man. He had been old from as far back as she could remember, when she had toddled about his cottage on stubby, awkward legs, and he had always been worried about her, even when he wouldn't tell her why. Later, when she had been old enough to understand, she had begun to ask questions.
Where are my mother and father, Franz?
And still later, when she first learned how to become a wolf.
Were they like me? Why am I so different from everyone else?
Franz had never really answered any of her questions, not to her satisfaction. He had told her that her parents were dead, though he hadn't used exactly those words. He had said that he wasn't really her uncle, though he loved her like one, and that friends of her parents had brought her to him when she was a baby. But he had said that he didn't know if her parents were like her, only that he would always take care of her, that she would always be safe with him, that she must never forget she was different, and never go down to the big, shining town at the foot of the mountain.
I am 20 years old, Franz,
she had told him just a week before, when she had decided to go beyond the village and into the valley, where the big town's pitched roofs and spires glittered with a fresh, crystalline blanket of late winter snow.
I am no longer a child.
He had begged her not to go.
You know how the rumors have spread in the village since you came of age, he told her. It will be far worse in the town. If you should reveal yourself, even for a moment.
But she had ignored him, and her adventure had not turned out quite as she had expected. The town had been filled with people, crowding and pushing and talking all at once, and the streets had stunk of dung and spoiled vegetables. Everything was much too big, too bright, too loud. She had been quick to turn and flee back to the mountains. And now, as they prepared to leave the only home she had ever known, the real fear in Franz's eyes stopped her final protest before it could reach her lips. Franz had turned her world upside down when he'd first announced that they were to leave Carantia, to abandon the woods and mountains that were as much a part of her as the wolf she could become.
You are not the only one of your kind, he had said. I led you to believe that you were unique, but my deception was meant to protect you. People are afraid of what they do not understand, and there are many humans in Carantia who would hurt you if they knew your true nature.
And that, he had explained, was why he had kept her in isolation for so many years, forbidding her to venture beyond the village.